Before I read the gospel and preach for the last time, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for enduring this wind and the cold that makes it feel like November. Thank you for finding yourself warmth in the sun. Thank you for these 7.5, almost 8 years. Thank you. Thank you. So let us read some scripture together. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a woman who'd been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell before him, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." This is the gospel of the Lord. So, I usually handwrite my sermons. I get a pad and a pen in hand, and then I do what every self-respecting pastor would do. I take a nap. And as I come in and out of awareness, I'll jot down images or ideas, or sometimes, if I'm lucky, whole paragraphs. And then I'll flesh out the rest of the sermon from there. This time, however, that didn't work. Writing this final sermon has felt so heavy, like there's so much pressure to say all that I'm feeling about these almost 8 years that we've spent together. I wanted to leave you with some words of wisdom, something beautiful, something to remember me by. But all that seemed to happen were some really restless naps. That is, and I can't see him, but until I heard the still small voice of Al Lamer in the back of my head. He asks me every Sunday that I'm getting ready to preach, "Are we going to hear about Jesus today, Pastor? Are we going to hear about Jesus?" And suddenly I realized I don't have to have some glorious send-off sermon, so that's not what you're going to get. Because apparently I have to relearn this time and time again. It is not about me. It's about Jesus. So let's talk a little bit about him. But first, let's talk about a little bit about the woman in our gospel reading today. Let's talk a little bit about us. Because let me tell you, we need Jesus. Without him, we are lost. Without him, we are carrying around heavy burdens. We are bleeding for over a decade trying to find the latest fads and cures to heal us. Without Jesus, we are left outside begging for others to recognize us. We are bent over with pain and sadness and fear, and we are tired. Oh, so tired. And it takes all the strength we have to put one foot in front of the other. But sometimes when the Spirit moves us, we're able to lift our head a bit, and in front of us we see Jesus who's been waiting for us all along. And sometimes there is just enough left to reach out our hand and touch his robe and fall at his feet. Sometimes there is just enough left to cry out with one last breath, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And as our eyes shift to the ground beneath, we see a glimpse of Jesus looking at us with so much love. "Oh, there you are," he says. "I have been waiting for you. Come and give me your hand. Let me let go of all those burdens and pain and heaviness you've been carrying, because they're mine now. You are made whole. You are healed. You are healed." Now, I don't believe that because we're Jesus followers, our life is suddenly going to be perfectly rosy. I don't believe that all our troubles will fade, that we'll never have struggles, that we won't just pick up those burdens right again. But I do believe that with the help of the Spirit, we can turn to Jesus time and time again. And every time our eyes meet, we see the face of one who loves us more than we could ever imagine, who came to this very earth to walk with us, to show us what God's heart is for this world, who died and rose again so that we might no longer fear death, but know that it is absolutely not the end, and that life and love will always prevail. The psalmist knew that even in the depths of our deepest darkness, there was one who chose us time and time again. There is one who has known our heart and our thoughts, has known the deepest part of ourselves, and yet still chooses us time and time again. "Where can I flee from your presence, O Lord?" Nowhere. There is no place, either where our situations take us or where we take ourselves, where the presence of God will abandon us. Because God has molded us and formed us and created us and wants nothing more than for us to live connected to and loved by our Creator. So as I leave you today, this is what I long for you to hold in your heart. The very one who created the universe, who walked this earth, who healed those bent with disease, whose spirit moves over the waters, that one loves you. Whether you are begrudgingly walking the desert wilderness or crossing the Jordan into the promised land, whether you are bent over with disease or skipping through the wildflowers, whether you are laying your burdens down at the feet of Jesus or holding on to them for dear life, no matter where you find yourselves, the one who knit you together in your mother's womb loves you. As do I. Because you have shown me that ones loved by God do not hoard that love and keep it to themselves. You have shown me what mercy and grace look like as you supported me through some pretty difficult times these past years. You have shown me what generosity looks like as you fed thousands at the food pantry, clothed little ones at the boutique, given warm meals and hearts at the neighborhood gathering. You have shown me what risk-taking looks like as I've gently forced you to pray, to talk to get outside your comfort zones. And you have shown me what love looks like through your cards and conversation and vulnerability. I will truly miss each and every one of you. Each of you, not as a whole, but each of you. I'll miss you as a whole too, that was off script, but each one of you. and I will forever pray for you the words from Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I'd like to end with a prayer we always pray at Holden Village as people go on their way. So would you please pray with me? O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.